This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Kendra DiColo, author of I Am Not Trying to Hide My Hungers from the World, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of March. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets. This is Erica Meitner reading Just As the Darkness Got Very Dark, another data point. People going through hard times don't listen to songs about people going through hard times, says my son. Debt, addiction, chronic bad luck, unemployment. I'm with you, I say. The only exception is heartbreak. When you're deep in it, you just want a late night DJ to spin your pain. The car radio is playing Jason Isbell through Wyoming, part of it in Yellowstone National Park, home to 500 of the world's 900 geysers. Mesmerizing eruptions, geothermal wonders, hot holes and fumaroles. Last week a bison gored a Phoenix woman, but who knows how close she got before it charged. Bison run 3 times faster than humans, and injure more people than any animal in the park, even grizzlies. In thermal areas, the ground is just a thin crust above acidic pools, some resembling milky marbles, others the insides of celestine geodes reflecting the sky. Boardwalk signs all over Yellowstone shout, "Dangerous ground, potentially fatal," and despite that, despite the print of a boy off balance, falling through the surface into a boiling hot spring, his mouth an O of fear. Despite the warnings in writing that more than a dozen people have been scalded to death here and hundreds badly burned or scarred, there are still the Tourons taunting bears, dipping their fingers off the side of the boardwalk into a gurgling mud pot. "Got a loan out on the truck, but I'm running out of luck," sings Isabel. And the parking lots are packed with license plates from every state. So many borrowed RVs taking the curves too hard. So much rented bear spray dangling from carabiners clipped to cargo short waistbands. And ample Christianity, too. The Jesus in Therapy t-shirt. The Enjoy Jesus baseball hat. The all I need today is a little bit of coffee and a whole lot of Jesus tote. Mennonite families with women in bonnets hauling toddlers. I want to tell my son it's not shameful to need something or someone to help us out of the darkness when it gets very dark. Jeff Buckley, Joy Division, Jesus, Dolly Parton, even Delilah and her long distance dedications, cracking the silence of every solo back road I've been driving since before he was born. He is 16. Does he know the black hole of loving and not being loved in return? The night and its volume. And the moon, nearly full, rising over Old Faithful, which erupts on cue to an appreciative crowd every 90-ish minutes. And the moon, keeping me insomniac, with its light shining like an interrogation trick into this cabin through the crack between the window and the blind. About this poem. As the kid of Jewish immigrants growing up in Queens, nature was something I didn't experience much. Life is hard enough. Why camp? Was an unofficial family motto. But now I love hiking, flora, and fauna. As part of the Every Kid Outdoors program, any fourth grader can get a free national parks pass from the government that's good for them and their families for a year. My youngest son qualified last summer, so we road trip to Badlands, Devil's Tower, Yellowstone, Grand Teton, and Rocky Mountain National Parks. I drafted this poem in Yellowstone, my favorite of the parks, inspired by learning about the word Touron online.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.